Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture, one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan, and I'm your host.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ashley, and I have a newfound love for idol talk shows on YouTube, specifically Suga's Suchita and I Use Palette. Oh, I've been watching a lot of that.
Yes, they're both really good.
I Use Palette. Did you watch the NewJeans one? Sorry, I have to ask.
I did.
And Color Switch.
Isn't that cute?
Iconic. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's really good. And I like when IU covers their songs and when they cover an IU song.
When they do an IU version or when IU does their version, when she covers their song, it's IU's version. So she doesn't just do their style. She makes it into her
right.
own.
Right. She makes it her own.
Okay, that was a good one. That was a good one.
I really enjoy Suga's Suchita because it's so informal. I mean, a lot of the episodes that I've seen have just been of BTS members on his show, mm-hmm. but he does have some other people like Tableau and Taeyong and Woozi for 17
members. Yeah, they're
members.
Interesting guests, I would think.
Right.
They're very intentional guests.
Right. Like people that he specifically wants to talk
right.
to. Yes. Yes. And also, in my downtime, I've been doing a lot of research on 17. I'm really working hard to be a carrot. And so far, I really, from the content that I've consumed from Suchita and IU's Palette, I'm starting to get into it, you know?
I'm there with you, Ashley, period, because they've been creeping up on my list. If anyone has been following my carrot journey, And it's taken me a little bit of time, but they are a staple at the end of the day.
They are.
Shout out, Joshua.
So
that's right.
I'm working hard for the carrots.
I will say a little bit of behind the scenes. I had a dream that I met Mingyu 2 weeks ago. And I told Gabe this because I saw him in K-Town 2 weeks ago. And I was like, yeah, it was just so interesting. I just met Mingyu and he was wearing a skirt. That's it.
Well, he was wearing a pants skirt thing.
Maybe that's why I had inadvertently seen something and then it kind of just stuck in my mind.
Right.
It was giving.
I love that dream for you.
Thank you. I just don't understand it.
I'm manifesting it for you.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, we have, as part of our second episode review for KCON, Sammy is back in the house. Sammy, you want to say hi to your fans?
Hi, everyone. This is going to be a really good episode of getting into KCON, the convention portion. But I'll get into the story later, but I just want to say, Suk Matthew, I love you. I want you. I'm so mad at you. He didn't do it at KCON.
Yeah, you were so sad about that.
I was. I think I was asking Nathan every 5 minutes, do you think he's going to do it now? Every time he stood up. But I just want to say, any Matthew fans out there?
I'm sure they're out there, as
they're
you know.
They're out there.
They're
Find
out
me on
there.
Socials.
Yes.
All right.
All right, so in episode 129, we reviewed some of the concert highlights, and now we're going to review the convention. So, Ashley, what happens at this convention?
Yes, so the convention, again, it was the same days as the show, August 18th to the 20th, at the LA Convention Center. It included 278 convention floor booths and 153 convention programs. So every day there were, I think, 3 programs happening every hour, and each program was 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think the day was 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So many things happening. There were programs, and then each of the booths, there were different sections on the convention floor, and a lot of the big sponsors each had their own programming. So there were what is the math on this? Almost 400, more than 400 things that people could go to every hour. No, I mean, in total.
There was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with 140,000 people that were at the convention, like,
you got to keep them occupied somehow.
Yeah. So of these things to do, there was the KCON stage, there was panel and workshop, dance all day, KCON Square, and some other stuff. The main stage was called the Showcase. And they had a thing called Nice to Meet You. And they brought up on stage some idol groups, like eight turn, Crazy, Just Be, Limelight.
And Craze is like I forgot what the name of that group is, but they had virtual groups there.
What?
Like they had virtual groups, like these groups in mean? K-pop that are performing on music
like
shows.
AI?
Are AI. Yeah. So they had like AI performances there.
What do you mean? Like Tupac at Coachella? Or are you just talking about them on the screen?
No, like them on the screen, but they're like engaging with fans. Like fans are watching them as if they're performing.
Are they reacting to fans?
Not like that, but it's like you're watching them. They're like stopping and talking to the audience.
Oh, okay. Not holograms on the screen. It was like a recording of AI idols. Okay, great.
Yeah, but that's their whole concept.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
It's like aespa's AI stuff if they were like a full group and it was like no aespa.
Scary.
And they had crowds there. I took videos of it. I will post.
So they had fans?
Yeah. That's, I mean, that's just K-pop 2023. At the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay. And that group is called Crazy, Craxy?
No, it's not, but I was just...
Oh.
Sorry, I got sidetracked.
Oh, okay. Anyway. So other groups, idol groups that came onto the stage, Just Be, Limelight, Rise, Very Very, and XG.
Rise.
Very Very.
I know. It's crazy that some of these groups were only at the convention and not at the show. It's interesting. But anyway, some of the biggest brands that sponsored the convention had big activations on the convention floor. So for example, Samsung was the title sponsor, and they had their flip phone.
Yeah.
They were doing a big activation about their flip phone. Olive Young, which is basically like Korea's Sephora.
Yes.
They had a huge thing happening. And
Sammy
then,
and I went to that one. So that one was really cool.
We did.
And then CJ E&M, which we know is the host of this, the people that are putting on this event, they run the TV channel TVN. And they had a big activation for the TV show Ginny's Kitchen, which we all know the TV show where V and Park Seo Joon and that dude from Parasite, they all go to Mexico and like run
that
a restaurant.
Dude from Parasite.
I don't know his name. I just know his face.
Yes.
And yeah, that's pretty much all the research I did.
All right. Yep.
That's good. No, that was good.
Yeah, I mean, as press, we went to several of these events, and I mean, we did do a couple of panels, which we thought were really interesting. Sammy, which ones did you go to?
I went to the K-pop masterclass with Jujica, Jeffrey Dang, and it was, so basically
yeah,
it was,
how was that one?
It was by them, and Jeffrey Dang was, I think, hopefully I'm saying his last name correct, or pronouncing it correctly, but he was the host. Jushika was the master of like the makeup. So she was giving the master class. And then Helen Pang, who's a K-pop or like a K-pop dancer influencer. She was the model. And then the highlight of the show was 8turn. And I love their energy. That's why when you said 8turn performed on that stage, they're a little chaotic, but I'll get into it. I'll just do highlights from this. And basically, Jujika is really known to do many different styles of K-pop, like boys and girls makeup. And she's met with a lot of makeup artists who's done like K-pop, your favorite K-pop idols. And one she specifically referenced was TWICE's makeup artist, artists, plural. And basically the masterclass was to show you how to do Aegyo makeup. And she was showing you some of the tips and products that TWICE's makeup artists use. The thing that I didn't like about the masterclass was if you're doing a masterclass with a really big room and you're only up on stage, you should have a camera on the model. They were like, oh, I don't know if you can tell, but Helen has half her makeup done. So it's like they just focus on the eyes and only one eye was done and she was doing the other eye. And she was like talking us through it. But obviously she's like, look, so you build, you start with like light glitter and then you build with more glitter. And she was like, look at the difference. And I'm like, huh?
You can't really see it.
I'm like, what's there? I'm at the last seat in the back. It was great though to take all like to hear from her, and I kind of wanted to talk about it on my TikTok because I got a lot of notes from it, but she showed products and I took some notes of that as well. She really knows her shit, to be honest. Like, you should really check her out on all socials. She even was featured at the, I don't know if you noticed, oh, you don't know her actually, I think, but she was featured at the concert and she was fangirling that a famous, I think she's just like a K-pop idol, was scrolling through her IG. As
it
part
was
of the promo.
Wonhyung from IVE who was scrolling through her IG.
Oh, you saw that? Okay, yeah. She was so happy about it. So I'm happy for her that she's made it this far to even like teach everyone about it. But the masterclass is great. Helen walked around after they took questions. And then one girl asked like, oh, can the model walk around and show her makeup? So that was my opportunity to like talk to Helen, see her makeup. And I took a quick video. The lighting's kind of dark in there. But we posted it on Idol Talk Pod. And she's really nice, Helen. And Jushika reposted my story on IG as well. And she's like, thanks for coming. And I was like, I love you.
Awesome.
So it's nice. It's nice meeting people that you follow and really get inspo from on IG and or just on social to meet them in real life. But last thing I'll end on is 8turn. I had no idea who they were. Everyone was going crazy. And there was a girl in front of me who was like making ad libs every time someone would say something like, yes, honey, like, yes, insert name here. Like, tell them how it is. Of course you would. You're just like that, like making comments like that. And I was like, who is 8turn? But what I really liked about this makeup masterclass that is that when they brought in 8turn and they opened up the floor for questions, and even just interviewing them, it was all makeup related. Like, it wasn't just like, what do you guys do for fun in LA? Like, it was like, what's your favorite makeup product? And one boy was like, eyeliner. And then another.
Oh, it's a boy group. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know who 8turn
is. I don't know.
Is.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. 8turn is a boy group. Yeah, one girl, these fans are crazy sometimes because, or like, they just be out of pocket because someone was like, I have a question. Why are you like shaking your legs so much? Are you nervous? Are you having anxiety? And
oh,
I was like,
God.
And I was like, he was like, I'm just so excited to be here. And I was like, don't put him on the spot. That's his first probably KCON. I feel really bad. I know, but honestly, they have to prep for this because you come to the States, you meet a fan, and like if that's what they want to ask, like let them, you gotta just learn how to answer
what
it.
And what question is that?
I know, but he was a little antsy, but he was just really excited. He was really, really excited.
Should we have like etiquette classes for K-pop
fans? Yeah.
Come on now.
What I liked was that they were talking about like who wore makeup before they became an idol, who wore makeup after, who's good at doing their own makeup. They even talked about sometimes they do their own makeup before their shows. And I was like, oh, they're really practicing.
Do their own makeup?
Not always. Just sometimes when they
They start, they have to do it themselves.
Yeah, correct.
Where's the budget?
Yeah, what budget?
That's true.
But what I'll end on is that I like that one of the questions was, what do you think the makeup trend is going to be of 2024? And one of the boys was like, shouting out another boy in the group and just said, like, that he's been starting to, like, wear freckles, but they said it in Korean. So everyone's like, oh, okay. And then Jushika was like, everyone, that means freckles. And they were like, oh, like, you could just tell that nobody knew.
Yeah.
And it was just like a nice collective moment. And that, I don't know. I think I like that they keep up with the makeup trends, even though they're a boy group.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really fun to hear that from their side. And they had like colored hair, like one had like neon blue hair and stuff like that too. Like they are speaking to the right generation, Gen Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
So two freckles great. Now.
I know. I have the Freck makeup product and it just looks so like you have freckles. It's actually really cute.
Yeah, but when I wear foundation like or concealer, you can't see my freckles, coverage. You know.
Yeah, I see.
So I gotta put on additional freckles.
Yes, but
freckles on
anyway,
your freckles.
Yes,
correct. that's just how it is, Nathan.
Okay,
but overall, I think they could have done better to visually show something for a makeup class. But I think because they had big stars there, everyone came anyway. It was very full when I got in there. I think I got one of like the last spots. So shout out to Jushika, Helen, Jeffrey Deng, and 8Turn.
Awesome. For me, while Sammy was in that one, it's really funny because it's very very telling with our personalities and also our interests with me and Sammy. Correct. And also things that we're like to cover. So Sammy went to go to the one with like the actual celebs. And then I went to the one that covered people that did stuff for idols, like behind the scenes. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, I went to, it was really good. I went to a panel titled Through the Eyes of K-Pop Professionals, and this was featuring Stacey Morales, Ari Killian, and Ellie Moore. Ellie Moore was actually a like writer for a whole bunch of different K-pop songs, and she's like a writer producer kind of thing who writes for K-pop artists, so that was like really cool. She famously wrote Mafia by ITZY. Stacey Morales was like doing a lot of concert kind of things, like she does touring, so it was like really interesting to hear her perspective and things that she had to do, like what her responsibilities are. Like she was like a lot of times, and she was like, this is Western and K-pop idols, she often gets like a list of things that K-pop idols need in their green room or in their waiting room, and
the writer list.
Yeah, so and then so she's in charge of like getting all the stuff. So that was like really cool.
Did she say anybody?
Yeah,
she didn't shout anyone out like specifically. But favorite.
Did she say what some weird things that were on the writers?
Oh yeah, she would say like
some people like candles. Green Skittles only. You know,
that's mine.
Yeah, she would be like, oh, specific candles. She was like, oh, a lot of Western artists are like, I need weed, or like, you know, I need, you know, something to relax.
She gets weed for them?
Not K-pop idols. She said Western. Right?
Western, yeah, Western people, you got to get them weed. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And you got to make sure the fire marshal is like nearby just in case. You got to make sure, or you got to conceal them in like the inside.
Yeah, so it was like really interesting to hear like that.
And then
Ari was a PR, like a PR person. And he's famously the PR person for P1 Harmony. He works for Amber. He works for Lay. He works for all these people.
Lay?
Yeah, like, so he's worked with a lot of top-notch artists. So he was giving some of his... you know, like how-tos of this industry, like what he does as a PR person, how he never really gets to sleep at night because they could really contact him at any point if there are any problems. I was able to have like a little bit of a word with him after the panel had ended, and I was like, you know, like he kind of had mentioned during the panel that his expertise is like making sure that idols can make it in a world where people want to come to America. Like, as we know, P1 Harmony like makes it in America. They don't necessarily make it that much in the domestic Korea world, right? So
yeah,
I was like, oh, like given all of this is happening, like, and a lot of idols like really want to come to America now, like Is there like any training or any briefing that really gets them to the point where they know like a lot of the context in which they're performing and things like that? Because he had talked about how like when they go on Korean variety, like they know how to act. They know they need to be like maybe a little bit more formal or like
Right.
they know like the culture per se. And I was like, oh, is there any similar thing to that? He was like, oh, like not really, but you know what we do is sometimes they'll send over like their content and their music videos and their releases. I'm sure they're also checking their fashion to make sure that they're not
Right.
wearing anything controversial, right? And he's like, oh, and sometimes we're able to spot things and be like, oh, that's cancel culture, like don't do that, and things like that. So I thought that that conversation was really interesting to get like the eyes of like the PR, to get the eyes of the writer, and to get the eyes of like the concert touring, because it's just
Yeah.
so vast like in the K-pop world now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
It's
to just like
interesting.
shout out how much work like goes on behind the scenes.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting that they don't give much direction
Yeah, like
to.
it's kind of up to them to reach out to these PR people. It seemed
Interesting.
like if they want him to check over something, if he or if they want him to problem fix something, like he's there, right? I mean,
Oh.
he's also a consultant, but it also seemed like he was like, oh, he puts out fires, like it seemed like
Yeah.
sometimes,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's a good
So.
distinction with like Korean and American. Whereas, like in America, you are in control of your own image. Whereas in Korea, it's more like the company controls your
Yeah.
image. So they
Right.
don't really have a say.
Right.
Except, but be formal when you're talking to somebody.
Yeah. And they're also like a lot of them have grown up there, right? So they kind of just know the lay of the land already.
Yeah.
But like, what happens when you're P1 Harmony and you're going into the US, right? Like, you're going to need some assistance. So I guess that's
Right.
what he's there for, which was
Yeah.
really interesting to
Except
see.
one of the boys. He's very
Interesting.
like accustomed to the US life, it seems like. I
Yeah,
don't.
like a lot of
Yeah.
them are speaking English now, right? But you
But they
know,
get like how it is here, yeah. But it's interesting to hear the professionals behind the scenes.
yeah, it was really good, and they were very excited to also talk to students, for example, that like want to work in like the industry. So a lot of questions revolved around, oh, I want to do this. Like, what do I do? Like, how do I even get into this? So they were giving like a lot of advice on like how to get your foot in the door, and also like how to like they're asking important questions about like, oh, you should test this out before you commit like a
It's
career
true.
to it, which that's hard to hear as an undergrad, pre-undergrad, but that is very true.
No, those are facts.
Those are facts at the end of the day. So anyways, I thought that that was one of the more informative panels that I went to. And then Sammy and I went to the survival show panel. Sammy,
This is
what was
the
all that about?
one. Well, first, I want to say that. We saw, so basically as like a marketing tool or like a marketing play is like you put really big names on
On the
like
panels, yeah.
the panels and just to draw you in. And these ones were saying like the master behind Zero Base One
And
and
Hypen.
Hypen and someone else as well. And you were going
Kepler.
to,
Was it Kepler?
no, I don't think it was it
No. Oh yeah,
Kepler?
Kepler and Hypen and Zero Base One.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you got to meet with the producer, was
Yeah.
it? But it's like,
It was mostly the producer talking, to be
yeah.
fair.
And, but you do that because you're like, oh, shoot, like you're just gonna meet the producer, but he's gonna go over like your favorite groups. Well, I didn't know that you were going to get idols up in here. So, so the
Yeah.
story is Nathan and I were going to get into this panel, but we're like, oh, let's just use a restroom first. We just went to our first one. Let's go to the next one. Right. And as Nathan is waiting outside for me, I come out of the bathroom and with my outfit, I just make this noise as I'm like pulling up my tube top and like fixing my hair. And because I made that noise and it's so awkward, I look up and right in my eyes is Matthew, Suck Matthew, and Ricky. And we just like stare at each other for a second because I was so in shock. And I realized I was like, they were standing by a door on the back end, And I was like, oh my God, Nathan, they're going to go into the freaking panel and it's going to be like maybe a surprise. So like Nathan and I get in there and I'm just shook. So is everyone else, because you get to talk straight to Matthew and Ricky from Zero Base One. And it was a little bit of a smaller room, or maybe just the format of the room, because the one I was in for the masterclass, I don't know if yours are the same, Nathan, but it was tables lined up and then there were chairs on each side. But this one was like all chairs and you were just facing them and there was a little bit of a crowd in the back.
Like lecture because, style.
Lecture yeah, this style. Was like lecture style. That's how my previous panel was.
Yeah, so and we didn't think it was the format. Mm-hmm, and we didn't think it was going to get packed. So we were a little bit in the back, but it was great going. I really loving these survival shows you guys are having me watch. And Zero Base One, I remember my sister was like, you need to watch this show. And I was like, what is it? I mean, not Zero Base One. What's the name of the show? Boys Planet. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to like it. And then I'm watching it every day, wanting to vote and all that stuff. So hearing
your star maker, creator.
Yeah. No, literally. It was nice hearing behind the scenes of why they did some of the things. And
like what?
Hearing it. Well, yeah, but to get into it. Duh. Oh, okay. The producer would highlight each of the members and they were talking about how for like some of the certain challenges that they would have them do, they wanted to highlight certain members to really show their key features, and they knew exactly who it was like behind the scenes. Like for example, like Ricky, they wanted to play off because he was like that, I think he introduced himself as young, tall, rich and handsome or something like that. And they're like, oh, okay, we're gonna play up on that portion of him. Or like when Matthew was starting to show like his very big emotions, they were like, okay, we need to focus on that. And it's not like they were doing that for the specific members of who would end up in the final group. It was just, but
I had a lot of questions that I want to ask a producer that I couldn't ask.
Just no, so I know. You know.
Yeah, I was thinking just now, I know. Like, I didn't... everything that you're saying,
let
Sammy,
me just say, Ashley, they were not taking Q&A.
Yeah, they...
Like that.
They knew. They fucking knew.
Yeah, because they knew from the start. I was going to say that after. They knew from the start because they went over every single person. And yes, they had to prep for this panel, but they showed some early moments and also some behind the scenes moments that didn't make the air. And I was like, you knew from the start.
I was like, I had some questions about Keita.
Kim Tae Ray. Oh yeah, Keita. Yeah. So that's why I was very blinded, obviously, by Matthew. But after thinking about it, I was like, yeah, you kind of knew. And he was trying to say the overall arching.
They confirmed it. They confirmed it on that panel that they know who the members of the final group are while they're filming.
I mean, hey, like I said, if you need vocals, visuals, dancers, main vocals, rappers, like the top 10 are going to be like a certain type. Like you're not going to get the variety from a survival show. It's just not possible.
Correct. Like,
you
think the fans are going to be able to choose one of every category and strategically do it together as like the bajillion people who voted?
Yeah, and let's say one person's able to do it. Like 90% of the folks are not doing that. Like, you're just voting for your top 10.
I want to clarify what I just said. They don't know who is going to be in the final, but they are guiding the fans to choose a certain way.
Correct.
And they know from the beginning who they want to guide.
Yep.
That's some tea.
It is some tea because you don't think about it in the moment and then you reflect on it and you're like, yeah.
Because there's so many other ways that you could mold the group other than changing votes, which we don't think happens anymore per se.
Anymore. Yeah.
It has happened in the past.
Yeah.
But I mean, editing matters, airtime matters.
Editing does matter.
Like, come on.
Yeah, because when they were talking about, I forgot his name, but the boy who was also an actor, they were trying to play it because obviously his like main focus was like, he's an actor, he's handsome, but he's more than that. And they were like showing him dancing, singing. And that was their, that's what something that they highlighted. And I was like, you really played us. You really played us to make us think that, what's it called? Like, you hooked us. You knew that we were going to love that he was an actor. And then you were like, let me just show you some other things he can do. So you know that he's actually meant to be an idol. Yeah. But it was very informative because they talked about, oh yeah, say it.
Yeah, it was very.
Nathan,
it was very...
I wanna hear what questions you would have asked them had there been Q&A.
You know, I'm here for the spicy takes, right, on survival shows, okay? Period. I would have just been like, okay. I would have just come, I mean, basically what I just told you, right? Like, how are we making the system as fair as possible? Period. Given you need a certain rounding for to make a group, mm-hmm. how is it possible? Mm-hmm. That's what I would have asked.
Mnet.
I mean, ultimately, this is Mnet's convention. So yeah, what can we say, right? Yeah. I think also, like, as someone that didn't watch Boys Planet, like, it was a very good introduction as to why they are so popular. And I couldn't help but think back to the last time before 2019 that I went to KCON was the 101, was the 101 year. And 101 only got one go around, right? So these contracts have increased in time. So Zero Base One is going to do this 2 or 3 times now, right? 101 got one shot, 1.5 years, one KCON, right? And I was like, dang, like, was it that big? Like, I just can't remember. Because, like, this convention, apart from Saturday night, was literally Zero Base One themed. Like, it was.
Wow.
Like, there was Zero Base One on the panel. There was Zero Base One in the marketplace. There was Zero Base One in the concert.
Yeah, like on everything, like exhibits.
And everyone at KCON had a little, like, they're doing that, you know, those like fans, those paper fans. They're now, the new trend is to start decorating those, but with your favorite member printed on the fan. And it's a lot of Matthew on those. It was a lot of Ricky. It was a lot of Zhanghao, Hanbin, like, everybody,
yeah,
everybody
was like
loving.
Zero Base One themed. So, I mean, it makes sense because they're really the, again, they're on home turf. So I do expect that. But mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is a little bit bigger than more of an introduction to Zero Base One than I thought I was going to get this weekend.
It's like an American debut.
Correct.
It did feel like that a little bit.
Wow. Yes.
So, I mean, okay, shifting to the convention itself, the marketplace. Sammy, you had a good old time at the marketplace. What
I
happened?
Had a great time. Other than being invited by y'all to be part of Perez, I was also invited as an influencer to a body care brand called House of Balance. And just to start off with, one, the skincare and body care and all of that, if you went second day, you did not get any products because everybody, it's sold out of like the very popular products the first day. And the booths were very nice to gift me their products, but they were like, this is sold out. Like, we don't have another one. Like, it's our last one. And I was like, thank you so much. But like, if you are there to buy skincare or any makeup products, go the first day and hit it first. Don't go the second day and then just go midday thinking you're going to get the most popular product. You're not. But there's a wide variety of products that skincare and body care that you can purchase. Like, there are many options. First day is where it's at. There was also another booth where he came up to us and he was showing us his product. And it was the modern day, what I call the modern day hit clip. And if you don't know what a hit clip is, it was part of our generation where when we were kids, you would put this little itty bitty chip into a little machine and it'd play 10 seconds. A mini speaker. And it would play 10 seconds of the chorus. Sometimes not even the whole thing. And my most famous one is Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yes.
And Who Let the Dogs Out? It was a good one.
Oh,
That's the one. Shout out to Hit Clips, because when I said that to him, he was definitely around our age, and so he knew exactly what I was talking about. But there are these new modern products to access. I think they're just trying to show that you don't have to have Spotify, you don't have to have Apple Music, you don't have to buy these physical K-pop albums. You can buy a small little square that you like airdrop. This is a very bad explanation. You airdrop it to your phone and it shows a whole library. It shows their whole songs, photo cards, post, like all these different digital material, and you buy it for every album. So that's the kind of down part. Like, it's a collectible item, but if you're not into collecting the physical item, like postcards, photo cards, whatever, you can just get this digital version that stores everything there. And their idea is that...
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was kind of interesting, because if you're just a fan and you want to collect something and you want to make it minimal...
It's a cool memento.
Yeah, it's a cool memento. I think this would be the one.
I think it's just a microcosm of like what Sammy's talking about is at KCON, you're going to see like a lot of interesting new items that like, oh, like this is interesting. Like, it really makes it feel like a convention for K-pop, right? Like, you can buy like very special merch.
Like NFT.
Yes.
You know, like a digital collectible.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was a digital collectible.
Yeah. But I think it was... But some people want
that.
Yeah, some people want that. Right now, it's like we're collecting CDs because it's vintage and because it's now a collectible and it's coming back, you know? But like now,
I don't collect the CD. I don't do anything with the CD. I just collect, I buy the photo card, basically.
Write a little book.
I know, I understand. But some people do buy the CDs and then now,
yeah,
people
they
are
still
buying,
sell the CD.
Western artists are now doing cassettes. Like, it's going backwards now. Or I don't know. They were doing
cassettes?
Yeah. So I'm waiting for the K-pop world to start doing cassettes just to see if it's like cool. But anyway, I digress on that portion. Some other highlights that we had was Olive Young. They had a really great experience. It was like a little market and it was like a little scavenger hunt.
Yeah, it was fun.
And you just wait in each line and you do like one is a raffle. You get either a full size product or a sample. You go in another line and it was like you pick something, like you put your hand in a box and whatever you pick out determines your prize. And then the first one was like you check in and you get a bag, but they gave you like a travel size product of a toner. And it's really nice getting like just free skincare. Like, those are really good products in the end.
Yeah.
And also Zero Base One was one of the ambassadors for Bring Green, who was giving out the toner at Olive Young. So they're everywhere.
So yeah. The brand is called everywhere. Bring Green?
Correct. I have a sample for you. Don't worry about it, girl.
Because remember when NCT and even EXO were brand ambassadors for Nature Republic, and they would give you like little table standees and posters.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god! Mine.
Yeah, the raffle, the scratcher that you would do, you just like rip off the bottom portion, but the top portion, if you flip it over, it's a Zero Base One photo card.
Wow.
Yeah,
marketing
was great.
I would purchase B Green's products just for Zero Base One photo cards.
I know.
That's how they getcha. They know. They know
They know. And speaking of who knows, Nathan knows who I'm going to bring up right now, McDonald's. I was actually very surprised about McDonald's, because I feel like when you speak to the K-pop community, it's not just like, look at me, I know K-pop, like I know some things. Like, it needs to feel authentic to the community. And it's not just me saying like, oh yeah, who's your bias? And you're like, oh shoot, they know about K-pop. No, let me tell you. One, the experience that you would go through is like a photo booth, and they're very trendy. It's like giving Jack in the Box, J-Hope vibes, where it's like you're in a box and the camera's at the very top. So one, that's already trendy, because that's something that like, you want to do it everywhere, but K-pop fans like to
do it. Yeah.
K-pop idols are doing it. K-pop fans want to do the photo strip, or you have a single photo option. And then also you can write to your favorite K-pop.
Questions to your K-pop idol.
Oh yeah. Questions to your K-pop idol and something. And like, obviously you're like, something has to be about McDonald's, like your favorite McDonald's memory. And then you mail it to them and it's for a raffle. And so that's cool, because depending on who it is and who
wins.
Yeah,
I gotta check if I won that raffle.
Yeah, they're going to send it to that person. So,
Oh.
yeah, that's what they told us. So it was great. So I was
Well,
like,
who did you guys
obviously,
write to?
I wrote to Matthew of Zero Based One. Of
Oh, God.
course. This is my brand. Nathan, who was yours?
I mean, I wrote to Dio, even though he wasn't there.
You just speak to the demographic that they're
He
trying
won't be
to.
caught dead there,
No.
quite
He
frankly.
literally won't. If you see Dio there, we gotta call
I
the ambulance.
mean, he has been there previous years, but not in this day and age, so to
Yeah.
speak.
And something at the very end was that they gave you a top loader, which is where you put your photo card inside, and they gave you these
Right.
cuss.
I
Right?
forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really
And they
cool.
gave like a sleeve, right?
Correct.
A
Correct.
sleeve.
And they didn't, and they called it a top loader, which I believe that's a name of it because, I do trading
Yes.
cards. And they gave you a sticker pack for you to decorate that top loader.
Yes.
And it wasn't just McDonald's stickers. It was McDonald's like K-pop like light stick. It was just a bunch of different ones, like a bunch of different stickers that made sense for the community. But
That was really
anyway,
cool.
I thought it was great and I want to give them a highlight or a shout out for that because it didn't seem inauthentic. It seemed like they really knew who they were talking to. And then Nathan and I talked to the woman who ran it, and you can tell that she's a stan of this
Yeah, she put
world,
in a
and
lot of thought.
she did to every little detail. So shout out to her,
Yes.
Monica and Deborah.
Awesome. K-Con is one for the books, as always. I will just say in closing that. And I said this on our coverage live that day, like K-Con, K-pop has grown to humongous levels. And I think the convention itself just spoke to that because you have
Correct.
all of these marketplaces, all of these booths. You had like stage one on one side, stage two on the other side. You had a stage outside where they were like K-pop.
The free portion.
Yeah, the
Kiss
free
FM.
portion, the Kiss FM stage, where like you have real life idols going on to do interviews out there,
And just
as well as a Ferris wheel that's K-Con themed. Like,
yeah, they really knew how to pull in the public for a free event to just get exposure for these newer artists. It was a great play because then you're like, all that's happening inside. I don't know if
yeah.
tickets were still being sold after, but I thought that was great for people to get more exposure.
Right. And it's just like there's so much going on all at one time. And go K-pop at the end of the day. And also it just speaks to how like, okay, K-pop is also K-beauty. It's also K-history. It's also fandoms. It's also fan meets, like meet and greet. Like Sammy and I couldn't do meet and greet,
Oh, but
but
Arthita did.
Artita did,
You
and
did it all day.
she
Who?
met
Tita. Super Amthita.
like our like she is for the listeners, she is one of our very, very dear friends,
We met at the Super M concert.
who we met at the Super M concert.
She is a K-pop influencer. Please follow her at doctor.army, all spelled out, not period. It's DOT. And she's almost at 1 million followers. She has front row fan cams of all your favorite
Yeah, she
K-pop
does.
groups. She doesn't have, she
Wow.
yes, has biases, but she'll capture all of them for you.
She does not discriminate against anyone. She loves everyone.
And she is not afraid to go up to these artists and speak to them. And she'll just like ask them like real questions. So follow her on TikTok specifically at doctor.army.
We
Thank
love
you.
that. Thank you, Sammy.
Shout
So
out.
anyways, there's just like so much going on. And I think it was just a big celebration.
Yeah, but there's something
Sam,
for everyone,
there
which
is
I thought
something for
was great.
everyone.
If you
Yeah.
just want to watch a show in the convention, you want to buy skincare, you want to buy merch, just like
You
things
want to get
that,
in line for freebies? You can too, all day.
yeah, you can get in line for just like fan-based station, like we said, Zero Base One. If you came the first day, you didn't get the photos with the signatures on it. You came the second day,
Wow.
you got into line, and
That's
they had
true.
the signatures on it, and people were like, "Oh my God, when did they come in?" And so I think it was really nice to see the fans like come together in one place because I always say it, like it's fun meeting a K-pop fan in the wild,
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
like having a whole convention for it, I
There
felt
was
very
just
like,
so
oh
many
my.
in the wild. We're just all in our own
But
element.
like we're all together that if you it's like if you were an outsider, like you would want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what KCON 2024 looks like, and I know it's going to be even bigger and better. So I'm
Thank
here for
you.
it.
Yeah. Thank you, KCON, for inviting Idol Talk Pod to
That's right.
show up as press. We had a great experience. And thank you, Idol Talk Pod, for inviting me to come along.
Of course.
Yeah, it was fun doing the coverage. It was fun just being there. And it just makes me realize how much I love K-pop.
Yeah, we love K-pop here. We love K-pop everywhere. And yes, thank you to KCON for letting us have this opportunity. And if you haven't been to a KCON yet, let this be your sign to get yourself there next year. Get yourself over to there next year. Hurricane or not.
Earthquake.
Hurricane or not. Anyways, okay.
Manifesting that you guys do a panel. I just want to say that last portion because Nathan and I saw people who were in the press room with us who was on the panel to like be a moderator. And I told Nathan, like, imagine it was Idol Talk Pod up there. Like
We gotta work hard.
that'd be so cool.
Maybe one day.
One day. One
One day.
day.
All right. Thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode. We are on Instagram at Idol Talk Pod. Please re rate, review, and subscribe to us on all of our major podcast directories and streaming platforms. We also have our content directory, Idol Talk Pod. .oo.ai, where you'll see previous episodes categorized, playlists, song recommendations, concert reviews, K-drama reviews, as Ashley mentioned, our KCON review for 2019 in episode 5. You could see it there. If you have any feedback or content requests, please email us at idletalkpod@gmail.com. And with that, we'll be back next time with another episode. But until then, goodbye.